following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Mother's Day is here. Now's the time to send your mom something special that shows how much you care. Don't settle for less. Order a beautiful bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com because mom deserves the best. She put up with you, didn't she? Right now, 1-800-Flowers.com is giving all my listeners a special offer for Mother's Day. Order 12 vibrant, multicolored roses and get 6 more free, plus a free glass vase for $29.99. That's a full, colorful bouquet of 18 roses and a glass vase. Regularly almost $50, now $29.99. This 1-800-Flowers.com special offer expires Tuesday, so you must order today before it's too late. Don't wait. Get this incredible offer now. You go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic, upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or you could call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name. It's almost Mother's Day. Get to it, guys.
It's 11 a.m., and that means it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. You know the guys, but let's learn a little bit more about our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. His blood smells like cologne. The police often question him just because they find him interesting.
Now let's learn a little bit more about Big Daddy Tony Davis.
His charm is so contagious, vaccines have been created for it. When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. His hands feel like rich brown suede.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. He never says something tastes like chicken, not even chicken. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas.
Find out what it is in life that you don't do well, and then don't do that thing.
Lucky for us, the guys are good at talking sports. So let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. On the road today at Look What's Cooking, we invite you to come on down and join us on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center as we talk food, which is Daddy's favorite, and sports, which is somewhere in his top 10. And we're glad to have you along. Mother's Day is coming up, and we're going to give you some ideas here at Look What's Cooking to not only make her life a little easier, but maybe when you fix a meal for her, your life a little bit easier as well. So be sure to stop by, join us today. Dick Beechner is going to slide in and chat with us, and we're also going to be talking with Scott Steinbrook, head soccer coach, as our state soccer preview continues tomorrow. Chris Pedroza from the Hastings Lady Tigers, he is going to join us, as well as they've got a heck of a run going. So state soccer gets underway tomorrow. District track gets underway tomorrow with classes A and D. B and C will be coming up on a Thursday. We have live reports, as we do every track season, here on ESPN and Classic Hits 98.9. Tomorrow we're at the D7 at Broken Bow, and then the C9 on Thursday is at Elm Creek. And so we'll be there for all that activity over the next couple of days. And then we're down to state. State soccer's ready to go, then state track, then state golf. District golf is next week, so the 2012 sports season is winding down. And then you get your College World Series credentials. So I pulled up the top 25, Daddy, and I thought, let's see what's going on there. But something that I guess I knew and then forgot about, and there's only six teams that make, and Tom Chattel talks about this today, there's only six teams that make the Big Ten baseball tournament. And if Nebraska doesn't make the Big Ten baseball tournament, how big of an embarrassment is that, when many people thought, oh, they're going to go right in and be one of the top two teams?
Well, it's a huge embarrassment. And I think they didn't even think of that in the back of their minds about missing this tournament. Yeah, they missed the last two or three Big 12 tournaments. And that's fine. When you look at the top 10 rated, Baylor, I think, second overall at 38-8 or something. Texas, 24th in the country. You get out of that conference, you go to the Big Ten, you thought, well, Purdue, okay. After seeing Purdue, you think, well, you know, they're in the top 15 in the country. You think, okay, that's a pretty good baseball team. Everybody else is a jumble mess. But to not make this tournament, I think Darren Erstad would seriously, where am I at? What are we doing here? And have to reevaluate everything they're doing, including obviously the talent level players here, because if you miss that tournament, wow, that would be I don't even know what Darren Erstad, what would he say at the news conference after if you don't make it?
They have two series left. They're setting in seventh. You have to remember that one of them's at home against Minnesota this weekend. Should be perfect weather to play baseball. It is senior day. It is parents' day. All that pomp and circumstance that goes along with it. Minnesota has been in the top two or three of the conference most of the season. And then you go to Michigan, who is one of the worst teams in the league. But you're going to Michigan, and they might not have anything to play for. In fact, I don't think they will. Unless they make a sweep this weekend, they've got to really make a move. So their season could be over. They'll be playing for pride, and sometimes that's the toughest to play for. So Nebraska's got six games left. They need four, I would say, to get into the tournament, and no less than that.
No, yeah, certainly no less than that, Doug. I think five, you would be breathing a whole lot easier on that.
John, they've won 9 out of 16. They've won 9 out of 18 games. They're not going to win 5 out of 6.
You got to sweep the bottom feeder. There's three against Michigan. You got to sweep them on the road. I don't care.
Ain't happening. They can't win a series on the road. They can't sweep a team on the road. They can't win a series on the road. Daddy, they've won one road series, and that was the first time since 2008 they'd even got 2 out of 3 on the road. It just ain't happening.
Wasn't there one time we're looking right below Purdue thinking, hey, you know what, we finish this deal, you make a little bit of a run in the tournament, and you're thinking, well, we get two or three teams in the regionals. That ain't happening. That ain't happening. I'm thinking the Big Ten has the tournament champion. And if Purdue isn't the tournament champion, two at the most get in and advance to postseason play in baseball. Huge, huge disappointment.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We're going to give you a chance to win today on the Doug and Daddy Show with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. So that'll be coming up later on in the program as well. There are four NBA basketball series continuing tonight. All of them are 3-1. They could all be over, and then we sit around and suck our thumbs for a while, waiting for a couple of the other series to get over. Amazing hockey game last night between Washington and the New York Rangers. Washington on the verge of going up 3-2 and going home for game 6. And instead, they pull the goalie. The number one seed in the East scores with 7 seconds remaining in regulation. They force overtime, and there's just about 90 seconds into overtime. They win it 3-2. I was clicking back and forth. I went, what just happened here? What just happened? You score one goal in 59 minutes and 50 seconds, and then you score two goals in a minute 40.
You're right, Doug, and with 6.6, or you said 7, whatever, at the very end, time ticking away, they score that goal, and then obviously that's a huge momentum shift. They go into overtime, and they win it. Then that backs up the Predators and the Coyotes getting underway. Coyotes up 3-1 in that series, looking to end it. Mike Smith, the goalie for that, how many chances the Predators? I got to see the overtime goal because I was getting ready to watch the Coyotes. I flip over there and get to see the overtime goal, and then you get to see the unbelievable play. I'm telling you, and I said it last week, NHL playoff hockey, and if you're watching it now too, it's getting exciting. Coming down in these games, when they're wrapping up like this, it's just a fun time of year when you're not a fan of the sport, when you haven't paid attention all year long. Now you can pay attention to it.
But obviously, emotional night for you. Is it on again tonight?
Yeah, they wrap it up.
I wasted most of my time flipping back and forth to that hideous show that you love so much.
He takes pot shots at my show that I've dedicated my basically since the Super Bowl every Monday and Tuesday night.
I just want to. This isn't a shot at you. If you hated the show, I would be saying the same thing. These people aren't even close to what they have on Idol. They're not even close.
Oh,
they're not even close.
Then you haven't watched the show.
Freebird?
You haven't watched the show.
Really? Freebird?
Then you have not watched the show. All four of these people.
Here's what I'm saying. If you're singing for your life on the last show, I would have expected more. Maybe
you're wrong.
You get 12 shots. Maybe
you're absolutely wrong.
You can email us to the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPN Superstation. ESPN.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Maybe I didn't see enough of it, but I thought I saw enough of it, and I've seen it before. It wasn't like last night's the only time. I watched the opening night this year just so I could get on board and have a little bit of something to talk about with you, but I just don't get it.
Well, you don't get it.
But on record, you think The Voice is better than Idol?
There's no doubt about it. Start to finish, not even a competition.
You're going to watch duets on Thursday?
These are professional people, Doug. The American Idol, you got to be an amateur. These are professional people. One of the backup singer for Alanis Morissette, that's the black guy, the only black guy remaining.
Oh, you know the show so well, you can't even tell me his name.
Well, it's Jermaine Paul is his name.
That's how great the show is.
Chris Mann's the guy from Wichita, Kansas with the opera voice that is kick-ass. I'll tell you that right now. This is so unbelievably talented. Then you got Tony Luca that was on the Mouseketeers with Christina Aguilera, Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears in that group coming back. He's got his wife there. The families are all there. And then you've got Julietta Sims, a rocker that you don't like.
Well, I saw her sing Freebird last night.
And it wasn't good?
I didn't say it wasn't good. It just wasn't my cup of tea.
Well, that's fine. It doesn't have to be your Alicia Keys, not Alanis Morissette. I apologize for that. He's a backup singer for Alicia Keys. Nonetheless, these are professional people that will go on to have huge, huge careers and record deals. No doubt better than Idol.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We knew this was going to happen. One of the winningest coaches in the state history takes a new job. Dave Omen is going to go over to Centura, Norfolk, Grand Island, been at Donovan Trumbull, and now the ninth most wins in state history. He's going over to be the co-head coach with Jay Garrison. This co-head coach crap. I mean, he's probably not going to teach, but he's going to – it's just – the NSAA, and this is not against Dave Omen, so let me say this right here. Somebody needs to get – we have expanded the number of people on the NSAA board. We need to just get away from this nitpicking, bottom line, page 72, paragraph 4, line 3, subtext 2 that nobody's ever heard of unless you wrote it. And we stuff like – you know what? You got a qualified guy like Dave Omen that taught for 30-plus years – and if he can help a school out somewhere, then let him help the school out somewhere. What are you doing?
Well, I don't know.
You know, Kearney High's getting rid of all these people so that they can cut money, so they can bring in young coaches, and they bring in a nice young softball coach here, announced yesterday, and Natalie Madsen, who has some ties to the area from what I understand. I mean, somebody somewhere always thinks they have an advantage. Either we got to open it up or we got to close the whole thing down.
You're right.
I heard – I'm sorry. One more thing.
That's fine.
Last night somebody was asking me about this. We're talking about the Ravenna situation again. You know, you just – it's either – you can't have middle ground anymore. Either nobody can do anything and you can't transfer and you can't go anywhere and you have to coach where you teach, or you have to open it up and everybody can do anything they want. If you want to travel from Shelton to Grand Island Northwest, so be it. So you live in Shelton. You know what? You do.
Shouldn't be that. I mean,
you know what? It's got to be one way or the other. It's just too big of a joke at this point.
I say to Dave Omen and the whole situation there, you look at what Donovan Trumbull in basketball was before Dave Omen, and as far as wins and losses go, he was relatively successful at Donovan Trumbull. And I don't know all the particulars of what happened at Donovan Trumbull, but it sounds like there was hard feelings on the way out there. He was basically shown the door, told that he wouldn't come back. And there were some, you know, there's quotes for the assistant coach, against the assistant coach, against Dave Omen, for Dave Omen, whatever. I'm just looking at wins and loss record. Do you want to win? Do you want to win? Or do you want to not win? You get somebody in there that's a winner, then you show him the door.
But we want to win the right way.
Well, I don't.
With my son playing.
Yeah, well, see, a lot of
activities director, the AD, and superintendent both recommended that Dave Omen continue as the coach, and the board still votes against it. That just tells you all you need to know right there. But you've got Dave Omen's out, Tom McCann's out. I had four of them here off the top of my head. Stan Whistle is out. Jimmy Langan is retiring. You know, these are guys that have been in the profession forever, and I think have done okay. I think they've done okay, and I know there's more out there that I haven't, but those are just four that came right off the top of my head in the last month that will no longer be coaching where they were last year.
Yeah, and you know what I think? I think if you look at Jim Langen coaching the football team at Sumner, if you talk to any of those kids, not only did they win some football games with not an over – I mean, I guess an over amount of talent. I mean, there weren't these huge talent discrepancy where they thought, we're going to be 7-2 every year, okay? They had a heck of a good time. Everybody says, oh, we had a ride at practice. We had a lot of fun. They liked having Coach Langen around. It was fun. They won some football games.
Well, let me throw this out.
That's over.
Let me throw this out to the folks that are on our eastern edge of our listening area. What if all of a sudden Russ Neinmeier can't coach Sandy Creek anymore? He wants to. He's won 9 state titles. He's trying to tie the state record at getting 10. But now we got to downsize. And the NSAA won't let you come in because of the 180-day rule. I mean, does it make sense? It frustrated me again last night talking with some folks about a variety of things. And I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. It's frustrating, and there's bigger things in the world than the NSAA and high school athletics, but we are in Nebraska. And with all the small towns, that's what they live for.
That's what they live for, and that's what a lot of people that listen to our show appreciate. Is our coverage of the small towns and what we do, especially during football and basketball season. And then, obviously, you know, when you get to track and those, we love those sports too, but the focus in the state of Nebraska happens to be on football and basketball. And we try and bring you all the local coverage we can bring you, all the coaches we can bring you to talk about your kids. Once again, we think that's what separates Doug and Daddy from every other Husker talk show in the state.
And speaking of Huskers, Baker Steinkuhler, the first watch list that we know about, the Lott Impact Trophy watch list, which goes to on the field, off the field. Sue was up. That was like one of the only awards he didn't win. Named after Ronnie Lott. He is one of 42 players nationwide, one of 9 from the Big Ten. He started 26 games over the past 2 seasons. Honorable mention all-conference in both the Big 12 in 2010 and the Big Ten last year. He's been in Sue and obviously Crick's shadow, and really finally started to step it up after Crick's injury last year.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if you want to win that award, do you have to cut your finger off? And that's, don't want to probably do that, but
Ronnie lost his finger playing football. That's what Daddy's referring to there.
Yes. Steinkuhler, how many people on that watch list, Doug?
42
people. All these watch lists, when they pare it down, when you make the first cut, I think that's when you take notice, because from now until we go to Chicago,
well,
there's so many more of these deals that are going to pop up, and there's 53, and there's 72. You know, you got all these names.
All the good players from last year's teams. Rex Burkhead's going to be on a watch list. Taylor Martinez is going to be on a watch list. How many others are there?
No, I was thinking, really?
No. I've said it on the show before. I'll say it again. It usually starts, I don't know, June, usually July. Hey, ready for football season? No, I'm not, and I won't be ready until the first game kicks off August the 24th or whatever it happens to be this year. You can talk to me the second week of August. Hey, you ready for football season? No, I want my summer. I want my summer. I want to enjoy my summer. I don't want to be worrying about what's coming up 2 months, 6 weeks, 2 weeks, a day away. And then I'll enjoy it when it gets here.
So speaking of football season starting now, how about the Redskins coming out and announcing that RG3 is a starting quarterback after 2 days of rookie minicamp? I know you got him in there, but the pro game, there's not – how many people have had success out of the last 10 years stepping – I know Cam Newton did it last year. But there's not – but you can't rattle off 15 people that, boom, opening day starter, and you went, wow, that was a great – decision by our manual staff. You saw the guy 2 days of practice. That's fine. You want to run him through camp and get to the end and go, well, he's our starter. He beat Rex Grossman out. Whatever. After 2 days, you know that he's a starter.
Is Andrew Luck the starter for the Colts? I mean, what do you say? You don't want him to say that? You don't want Bo Pelini to say after spring ball that Taylor Martinez is our starter like he did and we all knew he was the starter? I mean, what, you can't have it both ways, so what are you looking for there?
I'm saying you can't sit after 2 days of rookie minicamp. Rex Grossman took a team to the Super Bowl, okay? Rex Grossman was a starting quarterback in the Super Bowl against the Indianapolis Colts with Peyton Manning. Yeah. Remember that. He's on the Washington Redskins. Now, granted, he didn't put up Peyton Manning like numbers. He took a team to the Super Bowl. He's proven he can get a team there. All I'm saying is, 2 days, that's fine. You want to run him through the third mini camp and everything's going great and he's hitting receivers over the middle and everybody's oohing and on in practice. Okay, we'll give it to you. But after 2 days, turn my head a little bit.
Daddy, one thing before we go to our first break here, a name you'll recognize, Mark Maracek, has been named the new athletic director at North Platte High School, taking over for Rich Reinert. So he's been at Chase County. He's going over to North Platte.
Alma boy.
Yeah.
Good for Mark.
So there you go. Takes over August 1st. That's according to the North Platte Telegraph here. And thanks to Eric for emailing that in and giving us a little heads up there. You can go on our Rewards Club and get points. Vote on our poll question, the Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club on ESPNSuperStation.com. Yesterday's poll question, which team that's down 3-1 in its series has the best chance to come back and win? 38% said the Nuggets against the Lakers. 31% said the Bulls. And then down the way it goes, nobody took the Knicks. What do you make of Cole Hamels' 5-game suspension for intentionally throwing at Bryce Harper? That's our poll question today. Is it too harsh, just right, too lenient? Daddy, 5 games, that means one start.
One start, I'm saying it's too lenient for you come out and admit you're throwing at somebody. Those guys have pinpoint control. If you wanted to hit Bryce Harper in the head, could have hit him in the head.
Well, he didn't.
He didn't hit him in the head. But when you come out and admit it, I think it's too lenient. But
I'm going to go just right. I'm going to go. He's getting boiled over for admitting it. Everybody knows he did. He fessed up to it, unlike most of these Major League Baseball players. Oh, no, I didn't. I mean, they threw it at three of our guys, but I didn't throw at him. Cole Hamels will get thrown at the next time these guys play against each other. Maybe there'll be a brawl. Maybe there won't. It'll be over.
He already got hit once.
I'll say it's just right.
Fair enough. There's a difference in opinion, but you can get online and vote. We're live at Look What's Cooking from Everyday to Gourmet right here. You want the finest cookware for your wife? For your mom, Mother's Day coming up, try Le Creuset out. Try the all-clad cookware. Oh, I turned into a Frenchman earlier today. I learned Le Creuset. It's the finest cookware in all the land. Why is it a little bit more expensive? Well, because it's better. Why is a Ford Fiesta cheaper than a Mercedes? Because a Mercedes is better. Sorry, that's just taking the cookware stance. All-clad cookware. Mom will not be disappointed. Show her how much she means to you. Let her cook on the finest. Look What's Cooking on the bricks at downtown Kearney Center.
Dick Peacher, Scott Steinbrook coming up when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Grainger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to make sense of this Mayan calendar. It seems to end December 21st, 2012. That's unsettling. Oh well, still plenty of time this year to stay at Motel 6 and get a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain. And we're still taking reservations for after December 21st. All due respect to the Mayans. Sorry, King Kitnich Akul Monab. Nothing but love for you. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. We cover sports, they cover you. The Nebraska Danger continue their 3-game road swing at Omaha, battling the Beef Saturday night. The Nebraska baseball team will also be in Omaha this week to battle Creighton Tuesday at 7 o'clock. The game's on Nebraska Educational Television. Then the Huskers return home for their final conference home games against Minnesota Friday at 6:35, Saturday at 2:05, and Sunday at 1:05. The UNK baseball team is competing in the RMAC Championships in Pueblo, Colorado. Their first game is Wednesday at 1 o'clock against New Mexico Highlands. Colorado Mesa will play Colorado Mines, and Regis will take on Pueblo. The Nebraska softball team wraps up the regular season at home this Friday with a doubleheader against Wisconsin and a single game Saturday. Then it's off to the NCAA regionals. And for the UNK track teams, they're at the RMAC. UNK men's tennis team at the NCAA regionals this week. And that's a Sports Minute.
Mainly sunny skies develop today with a high temperature around 69. Northwest winds will also stay breezy at times around 12 to 25. For tonight, skies will clear out with a low near 40 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 63.
And welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show, live from Look What's Cooking, getting you ready for Mother's Day. And coming up, Scott Steinbrook to talk about Kearney Boys Soccer, who's like 5 minutes away from being undefeated going to the state tournament. And also, we expect to be joined by Dick Beechner. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up. And folks, don't forget, this Saturday at Meadowlark Hills, it's Golf USA's annual Demo Day. What's Demo Day? It's Demonstration, Daddy. And Mike, we've been doing a little demonstration for you that we're going to talk about in a minute. But it's this Saturday on the range from 11 to 3. The entire Golf USA staff will be there with representatives and all the great items from the top names in golf, like Nike, Tour Edge, Cobra, Callaway, TaylorMade, Mizuno, Adams Golf, Titleist, Ping, Cleveland, and so much more. It's your chance to hit them on the range, hit the clubs. Maybe you need that new driver. I know I need a new driver. I know everybody's telling me I need a new driver. There's some other things I might need as well, Daddy. But it's time to go up, hit some clubs. Maybe you're going out early, catch them after you're around at Meadowlark Hills. Maybe you're going out for an afternoon tea time. Save yourself a little time ahead of time. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to play golf Saturday. It's free. It's open to the public. It's Golf USA trying to help your golf game get better. And their demo day this Saturday on the range at Meadowlark Hills from 11 to 3.
Just say, if you need a 4-iron, say, if you need a pitching wedge, do they have those clubs individually? If something would happen.
I got a wedge.
Okay. Just checking. That's for Scott and Dave.
Sometimes.
They wanted me to ask you.
Sometimes you're trying to knock the sand off of the pitching wedge, and you hit it a little too hard. It was an old wedge. Well, it's very good at it.
Hard.
As long as I don't show up on 1,000 Ways to Die.
Oh, Mike Sukon from Look What's Cooking joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, big weekend for you. Mother's Day, graduation's going on.
National Nurses Week.
National Nurses.
Hey, we don't miss any of them around here, by God. You know.
Well, that's good. That's good. Anything, I guess with the summer starting, the grilling, if you need anything for grilling.
We've got grilling. We've got things for entertaining to hold keep your dip cold or your condiments cold, things like that. Big thing about, you talked about mothers or your spouse, something you need to go shopping for your mother or your children. You know what, all the meals, all the stuff mom's done for you or your spouse, you know, we can make it a little easier, a little better, a little bit more fun. And if you don't know what to come in here and get them, don't know what they want, we got one size fits all gift cards. They'll love it.
Yeah, you can't mess up gift cards, and it's not just all cookware. You've got the gadget wall. You've got some great items to go along with that you can put into your kitchen and spice things up a little bit.
Yep, we do. Tony talked about the cookware, you know, and if you don't know what you want to get her, like I said, a gift card. The other thing is, Tony has in front of him, we offer cooking classes too. Once or twice a week, we have classes from 15 to 40 bucks. You can come in, and we're limited seating. We only seat 12 people, so you can come in and use a good knife or use a good pan or see how somebody else does it. We don't have a lot of chefs and stuff to bring in. We bring local people, somebody like you or me or whoever, to show somebody maybe a little bit different way of doing something. So we've got a lot of different things to offer here. If you've never been in, or like I said, you don't know what to get mom or your spouse for Mother's Day, come on down. We'll help you out.
And those classes, I mean, you don't sign up for 20 of them. You come in and you do what you want. Explain a little bit more about, can you come in once? Is it a six-time deal?
You can do whatever you want. You can go online at lookwhatscooking.com and go to class schedule, and there's a calendar there. And, like, there's a rap class. Some of them are – there's a couple. Simply Italian is sold out. There's a pizza one sold out. Mother-daughter one this Thursday night is sold out. There's a couple grilling ones coming up for the 4th of July. So you can get online and look them. There's a description. You can click to sign up, and you can sign up and pay for the class via PayPal online, and you're registered and good to go. So,
well, you've got a little bit of everything. We talk about the gadget wall. You know, you don't have to come in and buy mom an all-clad cookware pan.
Absolutely not.
Mom wants something that just different than she's got. She's got the old spatula, the old wooden spoon. You've got different things that are newer, that are a little bit more fun.
Well, there's a wall, like you said, the gadget wall. There is a 100-foot of slat wall in here, and it is covered for 100 feet of it from different spatulas, silicone to wood to metal to, you know, a beater blade, the stuff baking and dough blenders and it's everything. We can't really explain it on the radio well enough, but if, like I said, if somebody's been cooking meals for you a long time, whether that's mom or your spice, come in and like I said, make their job a little easier, because we have the stuff you don't find anywhere.
The pizza stones. What's different about the pizza stones? Pizza, I know there's a big seller.
Well, yeah, and this time of year, pizza stones are so big because people can put them on their grill. You want to get them to 425 or 450 degrees, you can do that outside so you don't heat your house up. And these are good ones. These are kiln-fired. They're almost an inch thick. And you can cook a pizza on there in 6 to 8 minutes if you get up to 425 degrees. Some people bake bread on them. So we've got better stuff. You know, you made the car analogy, and that's it. We have better stuff. But the other thing is, you can come to the gadget wall, and there is thousands of items on there from $5 to $20. You don't have to come in and break the bank. We have a huge selection of stuff you can choose from.
What if mom's feet hurt in the kitchen? You getting mats or anything?
I think daddy's mama. You have one. Yeah, we have one. A thing. If you don't know what to get them, it's called a wellness mat. They're an anti-fatigue mat. They're a closed cell foam. They're from a company that is right here in the USA. They just take the cushion out of or take some of the fatigue out of your ankles and your knees. Last summer I had these little old ladies come in and they bought two of them, one for in front of their stove and one for under their sink. They're going to do some canning and they weren't going to stand there for 8 hours. And something, if you don't know what to get mom, it'd be great, great idea. She would love it. You know,
so many great ideas here at Look What's Cooking. And again, maybe you got some family coming in. Maybe you got a little reunion over the summer. You want to do something a little bit different. You've got the cooking class. You can learn something that maybe you can add to your family tradition here at Look What's Cooking.
I think, you know, anything. I mean, like you said, the gift card, if you don't know, mom will not be disappointed with a gift card from Look What's Cooking. I can tell you that. Period.
Come on down.
Mike's going to make some shrimp for us later. There's shrimp tacos going on at noon here.
Yeah, Daddy says, I'll come in if you cook me lunch.
Well, I've heard this is kind of a bribery deal, you know.
Yeah. He's a cheap date.
Well, Mike, thanks for having us down here, and we'll chat with you again before we get out of here, and hopefully we can make some more moms happy this weekend.
Sounds good. Thanks for having us.
You can come in any time, folks. Mother's Day, Father's Day, graduation, gifts. It's all right here for you at Look What's Cooking. Coming up, we're going to talk with Scott Steinbrook, the head soccer coach at the Kearney High School. We're going to talk with Dick Beechner here in just a couple of minutes as well. But we've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up. A couple other things we want to talk about before we get out of here. We touched on Nebraska baseball briefly, but they do have their final meeting with Creighton tonight. That's going on in Omaha. Supposed to be a pretty good night for baseball, Daddy. How interested are you when they keep throwing the same kids?
Well, not that interested. You won the series from Creighton. You know, the way that you've got to win this game to sweep Creighton, and I guess that's something you can take on your way out the door. I mean, if the last 2 weeks don't go very well, that's something you can take. Well, we swept Creighton my senior year in baseball for the Huskers. So that's going to be a small consolation prize for where this team wanted to get, though.
UNK Loperlink tomorrow. John McBride, athletic director, is going to join us on tomorrow's program, and we'll talk about that lineup a little bit more. But the RMAC Outdoor Track and Field Championships, you should never be surprised about NAIA or Division II sports or athletics, because when Peter Yazvec sent me this yesterday, I went, it's just unbelievable how great the weather we've had. Yesterday, the RMAC postponed because of snow in Gunnison, Colorado. They had only had 5 men's events done, but Bryson Malberg won the decathlon. Marty Molina won the long jump, and then a lot more going on for the men and women today. And the baseball team gets going tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Tonight, the Loper Road Show continues. They were at Mookie's in Minden last night. Tonight, they're going to be at the Saddle Club in Grand Island. Obviously, many people know about that. And coming off Fodder Park, a lot of folks familiar with the Saddle Club. Football coach Daryl Morris, volleyball coach Rick Squires, about a third of his roster comes out. Grand Island National Championship Wrestling Coach Mark Bauer and Athletic Director John McBride will all be on hand tonight from 5 to 7. Free, open to the public. They've got appetizers, cash bar. There's a short program they'll put on a little bit after 6 o'clock. And you can talk to the coaches and find out more about UNK Athletics as they transition in to the MIAA. It's tonight at the Saddle Club in Grand Island. Then Thursday, they'll be at Hastings at the Lachlan Country Club. And one other note, I picked this results up this morning. UNK's out in the regionals in Arizona, and Dick Beechner is going to join us in a moment. He knows plenty about UNK golf, obviously, in regionals and postseason, and how tough it is to compete with the teams out in California and Arizona. Through 36 holes, the Lopers were 10 over. I don't think I can ever remember the Lopers shooting better in the postseason, and I'm sure maybe they have, but they were 10 over. That puts them 10th out of the 20 teams out there. Chico and the Man State is at 15 under par through two rounds. There are four teams that are under par. And then come to find out the Lopers kind of struggled on the last three holes. They had to count a double or a double bogey and a couple bogeys in there. You got two kids that are sitting at two over par, Logan Allman and Garrett Goldsberry, and two kids, Alex Adania and Chris Kelzer from Grand Island and Wood River, respectively, that are at three over par. And that puts them in 32nd and 42nd place because Kyle Souza of Chico State is seven under through 36. Even at the D2 level, these guys are good.
Okay, you mentioned Chico State. Out of the nine teams ahead of them, five of them from California?
Well, you got Colorado Mines out of the RMAC that's ahead of them. Colorado Pueblo that's ahead of them by three shots. And St. Cloud State out of Minnesota. So you got CSU Stanislaus, Chico State, Grand Canyon out of Arizona, CSU Monterey Bay. Now, there's a school that you should check into. Western Washington, who won the men's basketball championship. Yeah. And California State East Bay is also just ahead. I mean, the Lopers are five shots out of fifth place.
I'm just saying, when you go to the Division II golf deal, usually it comes down to somebody on the West Coast has a little bit better weather to play year-round.
And no snowouts there. Dick Buechner with us. And by the way, Lopers get into the top five on to Louisville, Kentucky in the final round today. But, Dick, my goodness, am I off? I mean, 10 over through 36 holes, that's got to be as good as they've done, isn't it?
Just 18, I think.
Well, they gave me a you're right, just 18. Well, see, there's the big deal. Come on, Doug. Well, that's where I miscalculated. That's still a good round.
Really, really good. And I did talk to Wes a little bit. I did follow him on real-time scoring yesterday, and UNK was one over with three holes to go.
Yeah.
And they had a couple of double bogeys, and you never had a problem finishing around, Doug, but
I've never got to the 18th where a double bogey screwed up my round.
You didn't finish the round for different reasons. But anyway, the whole deal is finish around. People start thinking about what they're going to shoot rather than the next shot. And unfortunately, it happens more times than not. But that's as good as they played. We played out of Wigwam for the last conference tournament. So I'm not sure the field is as good as it has been from top to bottom, but I think that's really good. Colorado Mines, they've got four seniors that are really good. Canals kid shoot 66 yesterday. But Chico's been good for quite a while, and if you're 15 under, man,
I was just going to say
that's pretty darn good.
When you're around this tournament and you get a team like Chico State that's a perennial power, are those kids used to coming in with a 66, 67? I mean, that's just normal for their top one or two golfers?
I would imagine this tournament's a little exceptional. I mean, they're good, but to shoot what they shot, pretty impressive, Tony. Yep, no question about it.
I mean, those are great scores for, you know, you mentioned minus 15. That's everybody on the team.
I don't know what they threw out, but that's awfully good. And by the way, this is a lovely store. You told me it was just east of Misco's. You didn't tell me it was halfway to Highway.
Well, it's on the bricks.
It's on the bricks. No question about it. It's a lovely store, and it's 2110.
Central Avenue.
I should have given better directions. But that's my
bad. I kept walking past Bruce's. I passed the. I asked the store down the street, am I close? Yeah, they said, you're getting close. So
well,
it is a lovely place.
We're not going to let you get out of here now. Dick Buechner's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we are live at Look What's Cooking on the Bricks, downtown Kearney. And tomorrow, John McBride is going to be in to tell us a little bit more about Blue Gold, which is coming up on the 4th. The entry deadline is getting close so they can get the courses filled up. But, you know, to get to this point, Dick, you've got to start them somewhere. And the junior golf program is the main reason you're in to talk to us here today. And when you've been around the game, you want the game to continue. And I've always thought, this is just a personal opinion, junior golf, I mean, kids can pick up a baseball and throw it in the backyard. Kids can run the football with their older brother. You got to have the equipment, and you've got to have the right teaching, like you do in all sports, to get golf down. And junior golf is getting ready to get started.
No question about it. And I think this is our seventh year. And as any coach that's ever worked with kids, working with kids is one of the big deal. And it's amazing how time flies. Tyler Dowling was one of the early kids in our program out there, and he went on to play some nice golf, and he's done a pretty good job. He's in a little funk right now. But I think every time he plays a kid from Gibbon, they've got a personal match going on. And so Tyler, I went to his graduation party this past week. He's going to come to UNK and play golf, which we're real happy about. He's also a good student. But you're right. If you can teach a person the correct way early, then they don't have to relearn or unlearn. Now, you're one of the few guys that still gets by with a 10-finger grip. I watch you play. But
yeah, I didn't have junior golf, by the way, Daddy.
So, but anyway, until a person maybe is the latter part of being eight, I don't have a problem with a 10-finger grip because it is the natural way to grip a club. And just historically speaking, Art Wall, who was a great player on the tour for many, many years, he was a 10-finger grip guy. He probably has more holes in one dug than any pro golfer that's ever played the game. So I guess I can't say.
No, you can. It's okay.
But you have a tendency to be more wristy with a 10-finger grip. So we're not going to deal with a person that's 7 or 8 to try and get him into an interlock or an overlap grip. We're going to let him go ahead doing what's natural. I watched Dan Bohinsky's granddaughter, who's 8, hit some golf balls Sunday out at the golf academy, and she's still in a 10-finger grip. So if Chad and Dan are still letting a person hit the ball that way, that's fine because you want to have some early success.
Yeah.
But there's several things that we try to work on. One is the grip, and two, you have to have good alignment. You can have the best swing in the world, and if you can't line up properly, you're not going to hit the ball where you want to. And posture is important, and balance. Now, we look at Tony here. Balance is really important.
Yes. And that's why he doesn't take the club all the way back.
Yes. In any sport, you have to be on balance. Yeah. But we have 5 stations because we feel like kids aren't going to have a long attention span to deal with an hour and a half. But our total session is an hour and a half. And the first session will begin at 9 o'clock and we'll run until 9:30. And the second session is 9:45 to 11:15. And if people want to sign up, they can call the Elks Club. And we're pitch hitting really for Ken Daly, the new superintendent at Elks Country Golf, as well as the inside manager. And they can call out the Elks Club and we'll give you a couple of numbers to call. At least I thought I had the phone number here. It's 308-238-0760. That's the number at the inside. So we won't give you Ken's phone because he'll be out on the golf course or something. But they can either call out there and get registered. It's $50 for the 6 sessions. And we have 5 stations. Like I said, I primarily deal with the things we just talked about, the grip, alignment, posture, and balance. Then we have a chipping area. We have a putting area. Putting is the hardest thing for a young person or even an old person to. I'm watching Faldo a little bit on Sunday, and he's becoming a pretty good analyzer. And he was talking about Ernie Els going down the stretch 2 weeks ago. He touched his heart like this, like Ernie had a little heart problem. He said, no. He said, it's the yip. So, so it was kind of cute the way he said it. But yips can be the worst thing in the world for a person. And Lee Koster, certified PGA teacher, and he has a health problem, but he deals with the putting, just trying to get people. When I grew up, all the putter people putted with more wrist. Now it's a pendulum swing. So the less moving parts, the better person has a chance of being a putter, better putter. And I think that's why they've gone to the longer putter, because there's less moving parts. And even Webb, what's his name? Right, he's gone. Yeah. He's a young guy. He's gone to long putter. So we go to the woods, we go to the irons, and we try to make it interesting. We're not a first tee program, but we're teaching more than just golf. I look at Tony here and talk about integrity and honesty. I have a hard time not laughing, but anyway.
Wow.
it's really important to learn some of the things like honesty, integrity, respect for your opponent, respect for the golf course. We get into how to hold the pin. And, you know, you and I play golf. Tony does too. people think it's a superintendent's job to fix a ball mark. The first thing is you watch on television, what happens? The caddy does not fix the ball mark. The player fixes the ball mark before he goes to mark his ball.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to work on those kinds of things as well as learn the fundamentals of golf.
Do the kids need to bring their own clubs or their own equipment, or do you have some of that? Where do we stand with that?
I've purchased some youth equipment along the line, but preferably we like to have them bring their own clubs. I'm not here to try to sell golf clubs for Golf USA or anyone else, but years ago they didn't have junior golf clubs. And so what did Dad do or Grandpa do? He cut clubs down. Well, you can't cut the weight out of the shaft. The weight's in the club head. So what's really made it good for young kids, they have a flexible shaft and clubs fit them. So they can go, as they get older, they can get a little longer club. But we would prefer them to have clubs. But if they don't, I'll have a couple of clubs out there for kids to work with. But all in all, it's been a good program. We, as I say, we try to teach more than golf. It's age 7 through 14. We'll group them according to age. And if a person happens to be 8 and is a different level of golf, we'll move them up. And so it's a social deal as well as a fundamental thing. We'll not have any more than 35 in each group. So if you have 5 groups, that's a maximum of 7 in a group. And but I was getting back to the heavy clubs. Kids, Alex Farrell is a perfect example. Alex Farrell played good golf at Kearney High, played excellent golf for UNK. He started with heavier clubs. Consequently, when you have heavier clubs, you get at the top of the swing, you try to hit it down, and all of a sudden you're this way. When I say this way, we're coming over the top just to get the club down, and that's hard to get away from it. Alex still hoods the club at the top. He doesn't open it up, but he still plays very good golf. So we're going to try and prevent kids from that happening.
Dick, go back for me for the grip, which you say basically the 10-finger grip where you just grab the club. When do you switch to overlapping or the normal tour grip that people would use on the tour?
Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus use an interlock. Basically, the grip is in the little finger of the ring finger and the other finger of the left, if we're right-handed, okay? So it's a 3-finger grip. And I should have probably been an interlock, but my fingers are not very big. But I learned, just this little trivia for you, Byron Nelson did not know what the Varden grip was. Varden was a great player from England. He went to the library, learned that the Varden grip was an overlap grip, all right? And God bless him, but the fellow that developed Lachlan and so on, I'll come up with his name in a minute, he calls it a hole, not a grip. Because what do? Naturally, when someone says grip, we tighten up.
Yeah, we choke
it. If you hold the club, then it's going to be relaxed hold, all right? And so, anyway, person maybe 8 years old or so, we'll try and switch them over to either an interlock or an overlap. You know, I watched a little bit of the Golf Channel last night when the guys went into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And Sandy Lyle went in, and he was being interviewed, and he was a little bit nervous at the time. And they asked him about Tiger Woods. He said, "I haven't played that course yet." So he said Tiger's done pretty good lately, but you know, they name a lot of golf courses different things. I thought that was pretty appropriate, but anyway, we'd prefer to see an interlock or an overlap for a person that's going to go on. And I took a little bit of look at Tiger Woods's book when he was being taught by Butch Harmon, and many golfers, if you watch them on the pro tour, they use a reverse overlap to putt. But there's no proper way to hold the club. Some people are 10 fingers, some people overlap. A lot of people are cross-handed now because they think they can have less moving parts. So all in all, that's what we try to do. We have 2 times, 8 and 9:45, and we go an hour and a half, and we try to do a good job. We have some good volunteers. In essence, Doug and Daddy, that the mission of the Elks group is to promote things for youth, whether it be academic or whether it be athletics. And this fits in with their mission. This is what we've done for them for 7 years. Not for them. I'm an Elk as well. I may not look like an Elk, but I'm an Elk. So we try to do a good job. We help them. It's $50. They may call the Elks Club once again. It's 308-238-0760. Or they may go out to the Elks. Someone's generally there between, I would say, 8 and 5. Ken is there during the day. They have a person there in the evening. So it runs Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's the day after the Blue Gold. A lot of times, if you have 2 days in a row, kids' retention is better. But we'll go Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, following Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They have a little cookout Saturday after that and have a little tournament.
And it starts June 5th, ages 7 through 14 at the Elks Country Golf, and you can get a hold of them at the Elks course for any more information. Dick, thanks for coming in and
thanks
and
for letting us on. Let's hope that UNK doesn't have a bad three holes. They started on the back side yesterday. I take it the front nine must be a little tougher, but they're doing a good job. This is the first time they've qualified for the regionals for a while, and a couple of kids that we had, Garrett Goldsberry graduated. And just hope they do well because they deserve it. Thanks, guys, for having me on.
You bet. We'll keep you up to date as well. The Doug and Daddy Show at Look What's Cooking. And, Daddy, something's cooking right now, brother.
Yeah. You guys always get a free lunch, no matter where you go.
That's why I hang out with Daddy.
Well, he has to have two lunches for that. Well, he picks off my plate.
There's those two Johnny Rogers guys.
And he's thinking of it. I think he's cooking shrimp over there for you because that's going to be pretty good.
Good stuff. We're going to enjoy that. And we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We got a lot more coming up. Scott Steinbrook, Kearney Soccer, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Mother's Day is here. Now's the time to send your mom something special that shows how much you care. Don't settle for less. Order a beautiful bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com because mom deserves the best. She put up with you, didn't she? Right now, 1-800-Flowers.com is giving all my listeners a special offer for Mother's Day. Order 12 vibrant, multicolored roses and get 6 more free plus a free glass vase for $29.99. That's a full colorful bouquet of 18 roses and a glass vase. Regularly almost $50, now $29.99. This 1-800-Flowers.com special offer expires Tuesday, so you must order today before it's too late. Don't wait. Get this incredible offer now. You go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic, upper right side, enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or you could call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name. It's almost Mother's Day. Get to it, guys.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mainly sunny skies develop today with a high temperature around 69. Northwest winds will also stay breezy at times around 12 to 25. For tonight, skies will clear out with a low near 40 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 63.
Doug and Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you're going out for lunch today and just can't fix it yourself, then try the Chicken Coop anytime. Open 7 days a week in Kearney and Grand Island. Danny, is today Tuesday? I believe today's Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
Well, you go ahead and eat that shrimp. I'll take care of this because you can get that as well over at the Chicken Coop. Chicken Coop Wing Basket Night every Tuesday night for just $5. $5 for a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice from over a dozen wing flavors. Every Tuesday night, you can get them with your hot sauce, maybe a sweet sauce, maybe just a little bit of a zing, and you can get as many as you want, but it's $5 for a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings. Bring your friends out. Bring your family out. There's something on the menu from everyone, from pizza to burgers to the wings to sandwiches. You can get a steak. You can get some salmon on the menu. There's shrimp. There's salads. It's all there for you at the Chicken Coop. Enjoy their happy hour specials, and don't forget about their party room available, well, for any kind of party you want to have at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Daddy, one high school note that I don't think we got to yesterday. Cody Rush, Grand Island Northwest, he is broken. There's very few state track records anymore that have been around forever. But yesterday, Columbus SCOTUS' Mike Chalaha's record that had held in the 400 since 1977, 35 years, broken. His record was 48.2. Cody Rush, 47.7. He didn't just clip it. He took a half second off at the Central Conference meet over the weekend. So congratulations there. And a lot to talk about with Grand Island. And what we want to see, Daddy, is Grand Island Kearney on Saturday in the state soccer semifinals.
Yeah, that's what everybody in Central Nebraska wants to see, and we're pleased to be joined by Scott Steinbrook, Kearney High Soccer Coach. Scott, how are you this morning?
Very good, guys. Thanks for having me on. And boy, it didn't take you guys long to bring up a potential Kearney Grand Island matchup, did it?
Well, and you know, people were talking about that the day after. I suppose we talked about it on the show the day after you guys met the first time. You have to keep focused. Jeremy Jensen's got to keep his team focused because you are playing Metro schools and records there. They're going to drop a couple, three games. That's just the bottom line. And how do you as a coach keep the focus on game one instead of the rest of the state tournament?
Well, to be perfectly honest, the way the seedings broke down with us passing Grand Island and getting the two seed, you know, that almost, I don't want to say it hurt our draw, but it changed the draw. And then with Norfolk upsetting Millard West, there was some shuffling of the seeds in the district tournament. Long story short, we ended up with the first-round draw of Omaha Westside, who's currently just right behind us in the World Herald rankings at number 5. Grand Island ended up with Papillion La Vista South, and then Creighton Prep ended up with Norfolk. So if you're looking at the top three seeds, which of us has the toughest opening round matchup, it's not even close. It's us having Omaha Westside. We eliminated Lincoln East 2-0 in their district final, and it's a little bit unusual to have a 2-seed playing a 7-seed when those teams are both top 5 teams in the state rankings. So our motivation is very simple. Omaha Westside is going to provide a real tough matchup for us, so you know, hopefully we can take care of that and then kind of let the chips fall where they do on Saturday.
Scott, I had to bring this up yesterday on the show because it brought to my attention. When you end up passing Grand Island after they beat you, something's got to be fixed in the system. I think you'd agree with that, doesn't it?
Well, in all honesty, it's kind of the poor man's BCS. When you're looking at PowerPoints, it takes everything into consideration, strength of schedule, and I think maybe what hurt Grand Island a little bit in terms of their PowerPoints and that the Heartland Athletic Conference was a little bit down this year. You know, you're looking at some teams that perennially have really good records, like the Lincoln Southwest, even a Lincoln North Star. They were both well below 500. Lincoln Southeast was right around 500. And Lincoln East didn't have the type of season that they're maybe used to having as well. So when GI, you know, obviously won all their games and won the majority of those quite handily, but just the way the system is set up, you know, not necessarily earning a ton of power points for some of those wins. And I think we benefited from the GNAC being a little bit stronger this year. You look at the rise of Lexington in recent years. Columbus had another good season. Hastings is back in the state tournament. So I think that the way the conference records played out maybe helped us a little bit. And then it's hard to get a system that's perfect in place, but I think the system that's in place for the team sports such as volleyball, softball, basketball, soccer, I think it's a pretty good system, and it's just a matter of now settling all those things on the field. But whether you're a 2-3 or a 3-seed probably doesn't make a whole lot of difference. I think I can understand where people are looking at Grand Island, undefeated, number one in the rankings. Why aren't they the number one seed? And, again, it's just the system we have, so we got to play by those rules.
We're talking with Scott Steinbrook. He is the head coach of the Kearney Bearcats. Depending on where you look, as high as number 3 in the state right now, behind Grand Island and Creighton Prep, 17-1. Scott, how do you feel the team has played since that Grand Island matchup?
I think we've gotten better. I think anytime you lose a closely contested emotional game like that, your season can go one of two ways. You can either sit around and sulk and be disappointed that you lost, or you can use it as motivation. And obviously Grand Island exposed some things. They scored, for the second year in a row, they scored multiple goals on us, and that's forced us to kind of analyze our defense a little bit. So things have gone well for us. And it hasn't always been easy for us this year. We've had plenty of close games, but we feel pretty good coming out of the district tournament, being able to win two games rather handily. We're healthy. We're qualified for the state tournament, and now anything can happen. But I think that loss motivated our kids, and I think always in the back of their mind, there's a chance we might see Grand Island again, depending on how the seeds work out. And I think Coach Jensen would say the same thing, that they have to take care of a competitive Papio South team, and we have a real competitive Omaha West Side team. And then if we're both fortunate enough to get through, then that would make for a pretty exciting soccer matchup for Central Nebraska.
That one game, 4 goals scored by Grand Island, and not to rehash it for the coach and the team, but 3 of them obviously in the last 10 minutes. The rest of the season, the other 17 games, they've given up 5 total goals.
Now, that's a remarkable statistic. Scott, on the other side of the bracket, you mentioned Creighton Prep earlier, facing off with Norfolk. Omaha South and West, or is that just Creighton Prep? You can pencil them into the finals.
Yeah, Norfolk is kind of a surprise qualifier. I think that they'll play hard, they'll be competitive, but I think Creighton Prep is deep enough and talented enough to maybe cruise through that one. And then the Omaha South Millard West game could be competitive, but in terms of just sheer talent, Omaha South on paper looks like they'll probably get through there. And that sets up a pretty good matchup. This will be the third, maybe even fourth time that Creighton Prep has played Omaha South. Those are two pretty big rivals in the city of Omaha. Again, on paper, Creighton Prep has more depth, they have more talent, they have more experience. But you never know. In a game of that magnitude, one or two great plays or mistakes by one team, and anything can happen. But I think from the start of the year, and even now, if you ask people that really follow Nebraska soccer closely, I think everybody would probably agree Creighton Prep is the favorite. I think everybody would also probably agree that Grand Island might be, a close runner-up to them. I think from early on, people were speculating that, Grand Island would have that opportunity to get a rematch at the finals versus Creighton Prep. But I think there's 6 other teams there that are going to be real competitive and give it everything they have. And once you get down there, anything can happen, as we all know. So I think it should be an exciting tournament.
Last minute with Scott Steinbrook. Well, tell us about Westside. It looks like they've been all over the place. They'll score goals. They'll give up goals. They maybe have lost a couple games that maybe they shouldn't have lost looking at the records. They're 13-6. Just what makes them tick, and where might be their strength and maybe a chink in the armor on the other side?
Well, you just hit the nail on the head there when you said they're all over the place. They've been up and down all year. They were preseason top 5, then they dropped out of the rankings, and now at the end of the season after beating Lincoln East in the district tournament, they're back in the top 5. Offensively, that's where that's probably their strength right now. They have a couple of big-time goal scorers that have played at the varsity level and a high level of club soccer for a long time. So they're very explosive offensively. They're very big, fast, and physical. But if you look at their scores, there's been some games where they've given up multiple games or multiple goals in one game, and they've given up some goals to teams that maybe, aren't as strong as some of the teams that we've played and other teams have played. So I think, I don't know if it's going to turn into a scoring explosion. I'm sure Daddy would like that, but I guess we've got to win the game 6-5. We're kind of choking with the kids in practice last night that we're going to have opportunities to score goals, but our defense is going to have to be ready because they're going to push a lot of guys forward. And they've got some great, great goal scorers and finishers up top. So we're going to have to make sure we continue to play defense the way we've been playing all year. And then we're going to have to take advantage of the scoring opportunities when they present themselves.
I would be the one chanting points, points, points in the crowd. So the more you put up, the better it is for me. Scott, best of luck. Thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And hopefully we get that matchup Central Nebraska is looking for in that next game.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Take care. Scott Steinbrook, head coach of the Kearney Bearcat soccer program. 3:00 would be that Saturday semifinal. So remember that it is Kearney and Westside Friday at 1, immediately followed by Grand Island and Papillion-La Vista South at 3. So fans can go down, watch both games. The semifinal if either or both win, is at 3 o'clock Saturday, the championship of the Class A boys. Kearney would like to get there for the second time in school history. Grand Island would like to get there for back-to-back years. It's at 7:15 on Tuesday night. We are here at Look What's Cooking. They're about ready to cook something up. And, Daddy, what do you got there? A little fish taco that Mike has prepared for you. You will devour that during this break.
Shrimp taco. No fish.
Well, shrimp taco, yeah.
Shrimp taco looks excellent.
We're going to dominate that during the break. And while we go to break, we remind you that all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Stop by for a real fruit smoothie this afternoon and help that day pass along a little bit quicker. When we come back to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, which is on the road today, we will have a winner in Troutman's Tuesday Trivia because, Daddy, it's time for that.
I'm excited because I think you got a great question.
You like this one? Okay. We had the NFL draft 10 days ago, and I came across a little tidbit that I liked. From 2002 to 2012, Ohio State has more NFL draft picks out of the Big Ten than any of the other schools. 2002 to 2012, I believe it was 70, I believe was the number, maybe 72. But they have the most in that 10/11-year period. Which Big Ten school has had the second most NFL draft selections since 2002? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, call Jeff now. He'll get you set up. Who has had the second most NFL draft picks out of the Big Ten Conference since 2002? Call now, and we'll be back to Look What's Cooking after this.
It's the Herd. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL, which means you've got to get out and get to a game. And if you thought StubHub was clutch for scoring seats during the regular season, get ready to love them even more now. When tickets are even more in demand, just like the regular season, you'll find tons of seats on StubHub. And if the game you choose doesn't get played, StubHub will get your money right back. So no worries about a short series short-circuiting your plans. Just head to StubHub, choose your seats, and you're good to go.
StubHub!
Hey, Goldick, is that a new phone?
Yeah, Greeny, you like it?
You do realize it's a smartphone, right?
Ah, yeah, ha-ha, very funny. But check this out. With La Quinta's new instant hold feature, I can hold a room on my smartphone for up to 4 hours in advance.
That's convenient.
So, even if I'm out on the road, I can call an audible.
So how's that work?
Here you go. Just punch in your phone number. La Quinta's mobile site keeps me on top of my game. It's easy.
But you don't know your phone number.
Dude, I never call myself.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay at LQ.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The sprint to the state track meet in Omaha begins this week, and we've got you covered right here on ESPN Radio. On Wednesday, we'll be live at the D7 district meet in Broken Bow, and on Thursday, we'll be live at the C9 district meet in Elm Creek with updates every hour, keeping you up to date on who's headed to the state track meet May 18th and 19th, which we'll also have updates from Burke Stadium here on ESPN. The D7 Wednesday from Broken Bow, the C9 district track meet Thursday from Elm Creek here on ESPN.
Mainly sunny skies develop today with a high temperature around 69. Northwest winds will also stay breezy at times around 12 to 25. For tonight, skies will clear out with a low near 40 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 63.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here at Look What's Cooking. I knew it. I got halfway through. Daddy devoured the whole thing. It's what you can do here at Look What's Cooking, watching Mike put it all together with the great cookware, with picking up the great food, which you can probably get at Troutman's, like the shrimp here, and then all of the guys. He's got the mango lime salsa that he added here. Daddy, Mike in the morning had the dance off this morning. he got a 25. So you get to grade your little meal here.
Well, you know what? There's three judges, so there's a total score of 30 there.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to go with a 28 and a half. And I mean, I'm thinking Ruth Chris, the Palm, stuff like that is the 30. So it's just a step down from that.
Excellent, Mike just whipped that out for us in almost no time. Folks, come on down to Look What's Cooking here. And, again, the cooking classes are such a great idea. So many times you're looking for that Mother's Day gift, you're looking for that birthday gift, you're looking for that anniversary gift, and it's the same old thing, same old thing. This is something different, a cooking class, something that they don't have in the kitchen. And just because you get mom something for the kitchen doesn't mean she's going to be cooking. It's not like buying her a vacuum cleaner or, you know, saying you're making her work. You're making her job easier by seeing Mike and the gang here at Look What's Cooking.
Just a few of those. Stir fry one, mastering stir fry. We're grilling gourmet hamburgers, old-fashioned pie making.
Ooh.
Some of you younger ladies that wonder, how did Grandma make that pie? Why don't you come to Look What's Cooking and find out?
Yeah, you can cheat a little bit, and you can be right there with her. Congratulations to Keith from Kearney. He knew, and I was shocked. Our Troutman's Tuesday trivia question. I'm not shocked that he knew it, but when I saw this, I do the double take. Daddy, I guess every time that the answer is Iowa, I do a double take. Iowa has the second. They're counting Nebraska. They were tied for third or fifth or something like that. Iowa has the second most NFL draft picks behind Ohio State. It's 48, I believe, since 2002.
Well, get them to the NFL, win seven games again. Good job there, Kirk Ferentz, and become a hot commodity like you are.
But I don't get it.
I understand.
Don't get it.
Doug, it was Bill Callahan did the same thing. He put some guys in the NFL. The record wasn't there, but he put some guys in the NFL. By the way, have you noticed Lee Barfneck's articles about the last 2 weeks?
On Tim Miles or
driving through on the Rose Bowl?
Yeah, the big story about how Michigan State doesn't say Rose Bowl anymore. They say national champs when they break the huddle.
Yeah.
Okay, things like that.
That happened about a week after, so I appreciate Lee going through the area and listening to me go off about I didn't see the big deal, the granddaddy of them all.
As usual, Nebraska has to lead the way when it comes to change, apparently.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. We can, you know.
And if it's time, Daddy, for you to change your vehicle, how about getting a brand new or pre-owned and doing it hassle-free from the group at Midway Auto? The Midway Auto dealerships, Midway, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. They are on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You can shop online at thinkmidway.com. You can find the make, the model, the year, the color, everything you want before you even go to the lot. Then you see the price right there. You see how many miles are on the car, truck, van, SUV. It doesn't matter where you're from. They're going to take care of you. The Midway Auto dealerships. See them today. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Maybe you just need to get your oil changed in and out in less than 30 minutes with the Mopar Quick Lube. You don't even need an appointment. They take care of you, and that's why folks are always coming back, because they're treated well, and they know it. At the Midway Auto dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Doug, I think we get some of the guys down here shopping for mom this weekend or leading into the weekend. I think they're going to be coming back for more.
Anything special you got spotted?
Yo, I've always got that knife rack. Look at this.
How about the corksicle? That's pretty cool.
There you go.
You can
there's always something different. There's something you don't. They got everything. No, they don't. No, they don't. You come see. Yeah, they got Wusthof. They've got that. They've got so many other items, Daddy, that are really cool. The stuffed burger maker. Here you got the fill and grill. Daddy, I know when you make a burger, you like to juice it up a little bit.
Oh, I love that. All the accessories for your cooking needs. You can never have too many corksicles.
You're a cook. Okay, you're a cook. I'm not. This actually makes me believe that I could do more than make toast and, you know, fry a hamburger.
Easily. And the directions are right on them. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this corksicle out.
Let me give you a couple more notes here. Bill Byrne looks like he's retiring today. Those are all the indications out there from Texas A&M. Jumping ship right as they go to the SEC. Your thoughts?
Well, it's interesting. You think, well, once I take him there, I'd like to get him settled in. It would be the normal thought process. But I think Dollar Bill's probably got plenty in the bank. Probably not too worried about who's going to pay the bills next month. So he's probably fine.
That's right, folks. Also, don't forget the Loper Roadshow tonight at the Saddle Club in Grand Island from 5 to 7. We welcome Natalie Madsen on board as the new softball coach at UNK. She'd been at Milford, Seward, and also an assistant coach with Frank Green at Concordia. And Daddy Waterloo has made the Clark Cup Finals. They thumped Lincoln last night 6-2 to win that series, 3-1. So they've swept Nebraska, Tri-City, Omaha, Lincoln, and now they play Green Bay in the championships.
Well, it's amazing because we talked to Coach Howgie right after they took care of Tri-City, and you know, he thought this team's out of gas. Well, they found a new level, and they've taken it up that level.
Well, Skip thought they were out of gas. Yeah, and how about a pop for Skip? LA Kings are in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, you know, they're gonna match up, and they're gonna go against Mike Smith that I've talked about. That's gonna be a great series. But you got an 8 seed that's taking care of the 1 and 2 seed. That's a tribute to, as I mentioned, they change coaches 18-5 when they get into the playoffs. They're on a roll. They continue to roll.
One more thing. I got this email from Brent that I wanted to get to. We were talking about our trivia or our poll question today at ESPNSuperstation.com is the suspension of Cole Hamels. Brent says, what would happen if the batter turned around and took a swing at the catcher's back? What's the difference? Well, that's assault and battery, and you're going to prison, Brent. I get what you're saying. Okay, Brent, I get you taking it over the top there a little bit. That is unprecedented. That would be suspension for weeks if you did something like that. That happened in the minors. The kid kicks the catcher in the face mask and then takes the bat out to the mound. I mean, that's unprecedented. People have been getting plunked. And let's face it, he plunked him in the back. He didn't try to injure the kid. He plunked him in the back.
A high hit.
And I
yeah,
know you,
I'm with
you. I don't like that either. But you know what? I'm okay with the suspension. And I was saying, you're going to suspend Cole Hamels more because he said he did it intentionally?
If he had just kept his mouth shut and said, you know, I tried to come in, got a little bit away from me, boom. There would have been
Cole
nothing
Hamels
said.
Isn't a liar.
Yeah, but, you know, you get these managers coming out saying, well, Cole Hamels never been the old school player that Cole Hamels claims to be.
Well, and Kurt Schilling all over him today on Mike and Mike. And, Daddy, also I've got this email here from Jeff and Merritt and Grant. I don't know where that's from, but they wanted to know, should we, on our bracket wager next year, go with the dance-off like Mike and Mike, the loser has to dance?
No.
I said you wouldn't do it.
No.
I said you wouldn't try.
No.
That's what I flat out said, you wouldn't try.
No, I'm as tan as I am, I'm still very, very white underneath, and I just, no. It's very, no.
Jeff, let's get out of here. Let's call it a day from Look What's Cooking, where we want you to come down and see what's going on for Mother's Day, graduation gifts, anniversary gifts, birthday. It doesn't matter. Maybe you don't even need a gift. You just want to treat yourself. There's always a gift card available as well if you just don't know what to get. And that way you can let mom or wife or whoever pick out what they want. We want to thank Dick Beecher for talking a little bit of golf with us today and the junior golf program getting underway out at the Elks starting on the 7th. Contact them for more information. Kearney Boys soccer coach Scott Steinbrook for joining us today. We want to thank Mike and the gang here for their hospitality as always. Tomorrow, Cash Kalkowski is scheduled to join us to talk a little Husker baseball out of Grand Island. UNK Athletic Director John McBride and Chris Pedroza, soccer coach for the Hastings girls. I'll be in Broken Bow at track, but I'll be with you as well from Broken Bow, Daddy, if everything goes okay. And then we're at Elm Creek for district track on Thursday.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you. But stop down this week sometime. Look What's Cooking on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Check them out from everyday to gourmet right here. Look What's Cooking.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.